This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, we chat to, well, I chat to, Conrad Sewell, who has amazing hair, by the way.
Oh, does he?
It's lovely hair.
Did you touch it? Can you touch it? Or
I didn't touch it. It was over, I would definitely, if it was in person, I would definitely touch his hair.
Would you give it a ruffle or a touch?
I'd give it a stroke.
Would your hand get stuck in it? Is
no.
it that thick?
No.
Would you cut a little bit off and take it home? Put it in your necklace?
Definitely try to do that.
Is there some under your pillow right now?
Yes, there is. Okay. This is the Triple Threat Podcast. I had recently had a chat with Conrad Sewell, who's a lovely guy, friend of the show.
Seems very safe. Friend of the show. We're
claiming
it.
Friend of the show. He's been on before. Friend of the show.
If James has flirted with you, friend of the show.
Well,
whoa, so we have a lot of friends.
Exactly. Holy, we're a molly. Very friendly show.
Anyway, well, last time I chatted to him, we were talking about his single Start Again, which you might remember. Yeah. And it was about like a breakup. And it was a very personal song. Mm-hmm. And his new song is Who You Lovin', which is about...
Who You Lovin'.
Yeah. And it's about great when song. You're with a girl or whoever, and you just can tell that they're with, like, other people.
Yeah.
Aww.
I know, right? Who You Lovin'.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I asked him if this was a personal story as well.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I wrote this with Sean Douglas and a bunch of dudes in L.A., but I always write, whether I'm co-writing or whether I'm writing it by myself, I always write it from a personal like perspective, because yeah. otherwise I can't really sing it yeah. like I mean it.
Exactly.
And to be honest, living in LA, there's so many girls. for some reason, girls, like, they don't date. Like, they don't become your girlfriend ever in LA. They're just
always looking for the next
thing. Which
is
actually kind of a good thing if you're a guy just looking to get laid.
Yeah.
They're very much just like, you can literally just date a different girl every night of the week.
All right.
They're very much there for their careers, I think. You know, so there's a lot of actresses and stuff like that, and they're not trying to get tied down and be with one guy. But anyway, I wasn't very used to that when I moved over there, and the thought of someone being with me one night and then, you know, not being with me the next night was an interesting sort of feeling, and that's what I wrote the song about.
It kind of plays on your mind, though, doesn't it? And it's not really something that you want to be thinking about when you're with them. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's weird, especially when you actually, you know, like one of them and you want to see them the next night and they're all of a sudden not available. It's like, interesting.
Yeah, I wonder what you're doing.
You know, this is all just, you know, food for the brain to write songs about, so it's good.
That's true. If it wasn't for the busy LA girls, then you wouldn't have this track.
Exactly. So, God bless those little angels.
It's a lovely way of putting it. So, I guess it's nice to be back home. Will you be here for the Christmas period as well?
You know, I'm leaving on Thursday. I'm going on tour with Jess Glynn at the UK.
My God, I'm obsessed with Jess Glynn.
Isn't she incredible? I actually met her for the first time last night.
Yeah.
And she was so lovely, exactly what I thought it would be. And just we had a great chat, and it's cool. We got to meet before we go on tour.
So, yeah.
Especially in the home country. So
yes.
So she's great, and I'm going on tour with her, and I'm actually going to be in London for Christmas, which sucks because I want to be in the warm summer.
But exactly.
I'll be back in November. For the tour and the RAs and stuff like that. So
your long blonde locks will have to wait for the sunshine.
I know, I'm going to have to get some highlights.
Yeah. Yeah, or just get
don't
as
tell
much.
Tell anyone.
Yeah, okay, your secret's safe with me. And now, congratulations, you've been nominated for 3 ARIA Awards, including Song of the Year for Start Again, Breakthrough Artist and Best Pop Release. That must be a very nice welcome news for you.
Man, it's so nice. I wasn't expecting anything, to be honest. And so we went to the nomination thing, and I got called out 3 times. It was really incredible. And it's just, it's just nice to be, you know, tapped on the back and by your peers and everyone in the industry, and that, you know, you're doing all right, kid. So it was cool. Very, very excited about the night.
Well, Conrad, thank you so much for joining us here, and all the best for the new... Oh, your new album comes out soon as well.
Pre-order it now. So, yeah, it's out. So you can pre-order it now on iTunes. It's called All I Know, and it's just, yeah, it's everything I've been working towards. There's some amazing songs in it that I've been writing all year, and and it's got, you know, it's got everything from the gospel vibe that you hear on Start Again to the up-tempo funky stuff that has that MJ vibe that I've been been on lately.
Definitely
feeling that. I think it's a great body of work, and I'm really proud of it, and I hope everyone enjoys it and bumps it in their cars. So download it.
Well, the new album, All I Know, is out soon. Your tour is happening in November, and a brand new show for under-18s. Tickets on sale now for Conrad Sewell's tour in November. Of course, Who You Lovin' is available now, and the brand new album, All I Know, is out on November 13. Conrad Sewell, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.